Well, the only thing I can tell you is what I've already told you anyway. Yeah, I was all so vague and everything for me now that there's so many years. Let me see those books. See if I can remember. One of these Indians could speak English. I don't believe this lady could. I can't seem to remember. But I know she was trying to say something to me.
I'll show you a picture and you can probably
see
a picture.
Well, I mean, you see somebody lying there with...
This is a picture.
Bleeding. Yes, only of course she didn't look like that. That looks something similar. It seemed to me she had something on her head, around her face. I'm not sure.
This lady was in the accident. This lady
this one.
Was in the accident.
What are you trying to... Are you writing a book or trying to write?
I'll show you.
No, wait a minute. Was there a younger man? Was there a man there?
Yes, this one was there.
This one.
Here's another one. I'll show you some.
Well, maybe he's the only one I saw. I'm not positive.
It was this one right here. Here's another picture. He probably had his hair back.
He might have.
Let's go along there. All these men came later in the second car.
And there were supposed to be 5 or 6 cars, and they had one. So one boy told me. This one.
Mm-hmm.
Looks familiar, but I don't know who he, what part. I see they had.
This man was there too. That's an older picture. He was a lot younger then.
And you know, they have a tendency, like some of our Indians over here, to look alike.
This man, here's he was lying there on the ground.
He was. I can't recall him. It seemed to me that if I remember anyone lying on the ground, he was younger. I just can't remember.
Well, yeah, was it was so
horrible.
Here, so they're starting a research center, and they're collecting all kinds of information.
That they can, and that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get interested in this?
Jerry told me about it.
Good.
So
are you? You're not Indian, are you?
No, but... You see these people putting an article about is it to pray? This is where the accident happened.
Yeah.
See, it happened on May 24, 1952.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Bob and several of his disciples were injured in a serious automobile accident not far from the town of Pray. Mayor Bob was thrown from the car and lay for some time bleeding by the side of the road. Later, an ambulance arrived and took the party to a small clinic in town. They were treated. And Mayor Bob remained in Prague for 13 days before returning to Myrtle Beach.
Well, now remember, it seems to me they took them to, I thought they were taking them to Chandler, but they took them to Prague instead.
They took them to Prague because he has some things here.
Now, where is he going to say anything about the Tony?
We asked Dr. Burleson, who was the one that treated him, about the other eastbound car and its driver. And he replied, I think he was, you know, some sort of veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And he gestured to his legs. And this confirmed what I'd always heard, that the driver of the other car was a war veteran and a double amputee, driving a car specially built for him.
That's true. Yeah.
Beyond this, we were not able to find out anything about him. Nobody that we spoke to in Prague that day knew him.
No.
They all thought he was from another county. He didn't show up at the clinic because apparently he wasn't injured in the accident. Of course, his name must be recorded in the state police records.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Now, someday, someone can locate if he's still alive. He, too, must have seen Bob at that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See, this one, you mentioned in this book, it says...
who wrote this book?
The
husband or the one that you...
No, this is about Mayor Bob's life. All this whole book is about his life and work.
Oh.
Yeah, it says... Okay.
Mayor Bob was thrown out of the big zone. There were was a man, but I thought it was you. Mm-hmm.
It was. He was 58. Okay. The driver of the other car was a veteran of the Korean War. Mm-hmm. Neither he nor his two companions were injured. Mm-hmm. That was you.
Mm-hmm.
One of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it doesn't say who. It doesn't even mention it.
I'll tell you, in a few days I had to go to the hospital.
After that?
Something like that sometimes doesn't really affect you until it. I thought this kid was talking about a car hit me when I was first called, you know, and I was telling you all about it. And it was 3 days before my back became so. I just couldn't get up, and I was injured and didn't know. But I can't recall now if I went to the hot springs or, see, my husband was military retired. And naturally, that's one of the reasons we were in sympathy with Tony, because he hadn't been a veteran. My husband's really military. It seems to me they took me to a doctor or something.
Well, see, that's the thing. On this accident report, you're put down there as being injured.
See, here's
the actual accident report. See, Anthony down there. It says killed or injured. Mrs. Jane Hansen, 517 North Dewey.
But they went to one hospital and we went to another. Maybe they took me to Chandler to the hospital.
That might have been one. Did you go in an ambulance, do you remember?
No, I cannot remember. I can remember someone, maybe I was, there's this big house, did you find that house, did you say you was going over there this today?
Which one?
From this accident, there was a house on top of the hill.
Oh, right. No, we're going Wednesday.
Someone.
From the house?
Notified from there, but I don't know.
Here's some pictures of the people that, here's a man. He found Bob and they were lying injured in the ditch.
The roadside.
This man, and this is the front of his house where it happened.
But it really wasn't in front of his house. It was back down from it.
Yeah.
I believe now that might be on that side of the road, and then there's the apartment.
This says that.
Yeah?
See, it says the first car to come along was a man driving into Prague, Oklahoma.
Was
taking his wife to the clinic to have a baby, and he summoned two ambulances, which Bob and the injured ones were put and brought to town. While that was happening, Sarosh arrived in the second car. And is so. This
I
is
thought
a man
this was a taller house, one that someone.
Well, see, this might have been taken looking out from his yard.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it might be across the street,
but. I think, if I remember, I think little Tony was one of the first ones to get out of the car. I don't know how he did it. I can't recall that.
Like you were in the front seat with your daughter,
uh-huh.
And she was screaming.
I was holding her. Well, you didn't have time to scream.
Yeah.
I saw that it was happening.
Yeah.
And I just put my arms around my daughter to hold her. And I was praying, to God to protect her. And, that night just happened. And that's what accidents are. You don't ever know.
Yeah.
They happen and they happen, and that's all there is to it. I mean, that's all that you can remember. You don't know beforehand. Because that was so sudden. That was so sudden, just came up over that hill, see?
Uh-huh.
And I do remember Tony, this truck being there. I don't know what kind of truck it was now. I can't remember that, if it was a pickup or what. Because I have a tendency to want to forget things that were bad, too. I think we all do. You know, there are bad things that happen in your life.
Well, do you remember what you were treated for at the hospital? Like, you think Tony got out of the car? And went over to, and then you got out.
That I'm trying to remember, and I can't. I'm wondering if I was, if there was any wounds, or other than maybe it might have been my back or something. I just can't remember.
Well, like, You said on the phone that you had gotten out to wipe Mira's face.
Oh, yes, I did that.
Like you had some water in the car.
Uh-huh.
And you got a handkerchief or something.
Mm-hmm. And I wiped her face, and she was talking to me. There was a man there, one of these Indians. She said, God bless you or something, you know. And of course, I was praying, dear wind. And I know tears must have been going down my face because it was one of the most horrible things that I had ever experienced. You know, seeing people beside the road. As a matter of fact, it was the first car wreck I'd ever been in. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Which leg did Tony have amputated?
Not at all, but I wouldn't remember that. It seems to me that it would be the right one. Now, I could be wrong about that, too. I could be wrong. If there was some way, but I'd be afraid to ask my daughter, you see. I don't want to. I just don't dare. Because it might throw her back into, you know, you can't believe now how she looked, how she looks now, if you see that picture. And you could see her now. You couldn't believe she's the same person. But if I start bringing things up like that, you see, I don't know what it might do to her. I haven't seen her, but I thought sometime if I'm with her and we're alone and I have an opportunity, I will bring his name up, you know, or if you leave me your phone number where I can call you or something. I'll ask her, can I have a phone? Can these folks live?
Well, see, I've gone to...
My son said, well, it doesn't seem like it was...
Now there's either a funeral director in here, there's a family funeral director operating, and something else here. That I was, you said his family, you thought it was pretty rich or something.
Well, I think they were, you know, probably not rich, honey.
Well,
but, you know, I mean...
There's a cleaners and dryers,
mm-hmm.
a funeral director. So I called this man on here, Anthony Palmieri.
What was he?
He just said that he wasn't an amputee. Angelina.
Is this LA?
Yeah. This is Antonio Angelina.
I think they're all Glendale, too. I don't know why that keeps coming back to my mind. Tony spoke of his folks quite often, but at the time, I just didn't pray. I know he had two sisters, but if he had any brothers or not, I don't know. And his parents were living then.
Yeah.
Now, what drive was that on? The one who showed me that Anthony
Sweetser. But see, that would be him. That wouldn't be his parents. Unless.
Antonio. Okay. What did you give his name to them? On the records?
Well, the records you gave it is Anthony Joseph.
Joseph.
Here's his signature. See, he says.
Oh, he was such a handsome, good boy. It's a shame, you know, that this all had happened to him. I mean, the leg, the amputee in the war and everything.
Well, could you give me some, background of what you knew about him?
I can tell you.
Your daughter brought him over one day and said, I'm married to him?
No, she met him. And I don't know how long she went with him, but he was always a perfect gentleman, you know.
Yeah.
And there was no doubt in my mind as
this
to what
after the
it was true. Yes, he was the only man. He was an amputee then, of course. And I can't remember. I don't remember where she met him, really.
Yeah.
And he I've never heard a dirty word or anything bad. Didn't Tony say anything bad. And he and I used to, he loved my cooking because he said I cooked like an Italian, and he's Italian.
Is it Italian? Because mm-hmm. those people I called in Oklahoma City that had the same name, so it was Art from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
But he's Italian.
He's Italian. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, and, did he ever talk about Italy or where he came from?
No.
Did his parents immigrate to the United States?
I couldn't say that, you know. I was working at the time, too, and I wasn't drinking too much.
And, but he used to come over for dinner.
Well, my daughter, she was, being in the condition she was in, she's quite possessive. And anyone she loves, she just doesn't want you to talk to them or anything, you know, too much, really. That's the way she was. She wasn't so much that way at the time.
Like, she took on his name, like Mrs.
Well, they came and showed me the marriage license,
yeah.
Mind you. And where they got it, don't ask me.
But well, how did you find out it wasn't legal, though?
She told me. After Tony was gone. And then...
You mean they just got somebody to forge a marriage license?
That's what I mean. I didn't think you could do that.
Yeah.
But I suppose they can. Because it was had a seal and everything on it.
Maybe... Do you think that maybe she wasn't telling you the truth that it was legal?
Well, No, I don't know how I found out. Maybe Tony might have told me. I don't remember how I found this out about him having married some girl after he came back from Korea. She was either going to have a baby or had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think young Billy would fuss a lot, and I think after Billy found this out, you know, of course she didn't want her parents to know.
Billy's your daughter.
Mm-hmm. That, about always, naturally. And I don't know how we found it out, unless we might have found it out from his parents after Billy had run off out there. I don't know how, this is a silly part about it.
See, it's like,
that we call, that somehow we call him, and do you know to this day, I don't know which of the family who did that. There's a possibility that I might have been in the hospital at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter might have, my sister might have gotten high school with her last night. I said, can you remember where Tony lived? And how did we get in touch with those people, you know, to find out? Because
she had run off.
Mm-hmm.
Tony. Like, why did he leave in the first place? I mean, they just decided to split up.
They I guess, just couldn't get along.
Well, it's like at the time of the accident, you all were going to Arkansas to pick up her son by her first
mm-hmm.
marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you eventually did go on after the accident.
No, I don't think. No, we came back home.
You came
and,
back home.
My grandma went and picked up the little boy.
Okay. So you came back to Oklahoma City, and Tony and Billy were living together on.
Oh, yes, they lived together quite a while, yeah. Mm-hmm. They had an apartment next to mine.
That's on Dewey.
See, yeah, but I said I didn't live in 517, but I think it was 516 where I lived.
Uh-huh.
And same apartment house, right. But different apartment showers.
Okay, then that was in May. Now then, when did Tony go to Los Angeles?
I can't remember.
Did he stay that summer with the son?
Yes, I think he must have, because I remember... Somewhere, I used to have a picture of Tony with the, he just loved this little grandson of mine. He was Billy's, my daughter's son, of course. And I often wonder what happened to that picture. Maybe she tore it up or something.
Yeah. If it was possible, if you ever do talk to your daughter to see if somehow she would have a picture of Tony, too.
Oh, she wouldn't have one because I have everything she had. She's been in the hospital several times since then. She doesn't even know what she's got. And she, my goodness, there's an aunt. And where did that come from?
Okay, so then Tony must have gone to L.A. in the fall, or?
I just don't know.
Do you remember when you had to go get your daughter back, or what time of year it was? Was it in the winter time, in the spring, when she came back?
She wasn't gone very long. She went twice, mind you.
She did.
She went out there twice, but this was the time that we had such terrible time with her. And I don't think she fell the last time. I can't recall if she went to. She didn't go to their house then. I don't know. They found her and she was. She just didn't know where she was or what she was, who she was or anything about it. And she didn't take narcotics or anything like that. It wasn't that.
And you said no.
I said that Tony told me that he had to take. He told me one time, he said, Mom, he said, do you know that I have to take pills all the time? And I said, well, what do? I said, well, a lot of people take pills. He said, I mean for pain, real strong ones. Mm-hmm. And I had heard through somebody, I don't know who, now I can't remember, that it, the medication they give him would be so, you know, real strong when he,
yeah.
Because he'd had so much surgery.
Yeah.
But you never know it, the way the boy act. If he did know about it, I don't know when it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because he certainly was, you know, he didn't act like anything I see him in movies. Or TV, that's all I know about him.
Yeah. Do you think he was taking narcotics today in the accident?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I wouldn't think so. I think the only thing, he would tell me that when he'd have his pains in his legs, and it would turn real black.
He was only, he did have one leg, or did he have both legs cut off?
Well, I think it was one.
Just one.
They said double leg.
I know, that's why, maybe they made an arm or something. But he had both.
Maybe he did have to have mine, didn't he?
Well, yeah, it seems kind of strange to be driving a car.
It was special made for him.
The car was special.
Mm-hmm. It was a new car. And at the time, those boys who... He hadn't been back from Korea too long, I don't think. But when he hadn't been in the hospital...
You think, did he ever have anything to do with the VA hospital in Oklahoma City?
That's what I'm wondering.
See, because I thought...
That's why I'm wondering why he was in Oklahoma City. If he had not, maybe he was out there, because that is, one of the good hospitals.
Yeah.
Or was at the time.
Yeah.
And quite often they'd bring the boys back from Korea over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
would it be all right with you, or would we have your permission as a former relative, to tell them that it was all right for them to release any kind of medical records they had about Tony to us.
If it wouldn't mean him any harm, harm to Tony, I wouldn't want to regardless. Because whatever happened, I do know that it was not his fault.
Yeah. Well, this case has already been closed about this accident, but I typed this in. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to say if he was my son-in-law. As far as I know, he was my son-in-law. See.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would.
They might not, but if I had something like this with your signature, they might be more, See, this wasn't even supposed to be given out, and I talked to the commissioner, showed him all the
things. Who'd you talk to you get that?
Commissioner of Public Safety.
Oh, you trying to be a lawyer?
Yeah.
Don't you go to school?
No.
You're kidding.
I used to.
You come and drop out.
Well,
it's none of my business, is it? I'm a nosy old woman.
Well, there's just, I'd rather be doing stuff.
Well.
But, so I talked to the commissioner and showed him these books, and he thought it was all right, so he gave it to me. Because, here's the thing. They're starting this research center in India, and it has to do with all of
that's the one thing I'm worried about. You see, I am connected with BBA.
Yeah.
I get checks from the VA and all sorts of
See, that's what I was saying.
Security. Tony, my husband was retired.
Tony probably still gets checks, too, for his leg. And if they could look up there, they could find the address.
Where are they trying to?
Well, see, they have the address of where they're sending the checks to. Of course, now, this is what the VA told me. They couldn't do it unless they had his VA number. They couldn't just do it with his name.
See,
so maybe the VA hospital would have his number. See, that's what I'm thinking. But...
And this social security number, I mean, his
social, see, because if they had his social security number too, they could trace him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that stuff, though, they don't give out because they say it's, I don't know why, classified or something, but maybe this would help. I don't know.
That was that in 52.
See,
well, I don't think I mind doing this, but I don't think it would get served in you. I don't think they do it.
It might not. I don't know how strict they are if I talked to somebody and showed them all the stuff.
Might
I don't know if they would or not. But.
Where did you find this book? In the library?
No, we bought it. There's quite a
Let's
few.
Let's see it,
This one?
Yeah.
See, like, there's books written about Mary Baba, there's magazines. This is just published this year. This is this month's. This is published in India. That other one's an American magazine. He has thousands of people that follow him all over the world. And he's like a spiritual teacher.
I used to read a lot, but I don't anymore because I fall asleep too easy.
Anyway, Andy now, some of his followers are starting a research center, connected with anything about his life, and they ask people for any kind of diaries or tape recordings or anything that had to do with Baba. So this would be something like Baba predicted before he came to America that he would shed blood on American soil for some kind of, spiritual work. And this is it. Like, before the accident happened, he told the driver of the car to take her insurance papers. He stopped a couple times before the accident happened and walked out around outside of the car. Like, he knew it was coming.
So, the husband?
Right, Mayor Baba. Yeah.
The one who wrote this?
No, he didn't write it. This book's about him.
Oh.
Maybe there's some pictures of him.
Oh, you mean the man stopped?
Right. See, he got out of the car. This was in 57.
My brother was stationed quite a while in India.
So you must have seen him on the ground there, for sure.
Well, I know they were all foreigners,
He never talked. He was silent most of his life. He never said anything.
And he was the husband of this wife who's
sort of. It's on a higher level than husband. They never actually got married, but it's like kind of like Jesus. Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Oh, smart. I think I'd like to have that book. You got me interested.
Okay, well, I'll bring you a copy of it.
All right, how much are they?
You can just have it.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll pay for it.
Because I don't think the VA hospital would be open today, or maybe we'll go over there.
I can give you my name there, put my name on there, but I'm going to tell you now, I don't think you do
it. It might not, I don't know. You can maybe put on there that you get VA or that you're connected with them, so it's all right. I mean, I don't think it jeopardizes you in any way, but.
No, if they'd probably call me.
Oh, okay. Maybe you should put your phone number there. Since your husband was in the military, too. Just forever.
He's deceased.
Yeah, but he was in the military.
Yeah, 30 years, I guess so.
So, I might have something to do.
And what I thought, I've got to see the VA Monday. 239.
I just looked in the phone book and it said Miss Jane Henson. I just called the first one and that was you.
Well, if you'll notice, I still have the same phone number. You didn't know, but this is the same phone number that I had when I lived in London. And I thought, well, how am I going to find me? And I got to think.
Oh, it's the same.
Well, I thought maybe, it might have been, and you told me about the reports,
Yeah.
I thought my phone number might have been on that. And then I started thinking, well, that is interesting.
Yeah, it's still going to be, it's like your son, whoever went out there,
remember. Well, he lived out there. He was living. He was working in San Bernardino. He was just a kid, in his teens.
Yeah.
I tell you how terrible this was in our family. I mean, the shock of our daughter had the most nervous breakdown. I called him last night and I said, son, do you by any chance remember where Tony lived?
And he said, Mother, what's wrong? He said, you're running away again. After all these years, I said, oh, no, no. And I told him, I tried to tell him. He says, you're more full of me again. I said, run out. He was getting ready to go to bed then. I told you, you know, he gets up and he has his dinner and he goes back to bed. He works nights. I said, well, now you try to think.
Yeah.
And if you can think.
Maybe I should leave that. This phone thing with you. You can look at the addresses and look at the names.
Well, he wouldn't, I don't think that would have an effect on him, honey. But he can't remember if it was a lie or another town. And
some of these addresses, though, are in little towns around mm-hmm. this phone book. I looked on that, covers mm-hmm. larger.
Well, do you have another one of these?
Well, it's just from the phone book. I can get another one. So
I may see him tomorrow afternoon if I get an opportunity.
At the time of the accident, I mean, like you said, guys, I had a nervous breakdown. This was before the accident.
Mm-hmm. But see, she had recovered, you know, enough to be home. Her nerves, you know, were still bad. But she had a nervous breakdown when her baby was born. Some women do, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ever quite get over it. There's a rule that when they get older, they get worse. I've had her to some of the best doctors. You know, Walter Reed, for instance. And, as I said, her first husband, she thought he was a god, and he left her for another woman. But that and the other two, you know, that did it. Very brilliant, beautiful girl. You can tell up there she's nothing but a poor little alcoholic now. So fat, and it's terrible.
Is she in the hospital?
No. The hospital is... this is her son. No, he teaches back east. He is a vice president of superintendent in the Maryland.
Well, at the time of the accident, her name was Billy. What was she
knowing
about?
Hmm?
What name was she using?
Billy Palomino, whatever his name is. Palomino. Palomino. But her name was, her first husband's name was Barry. This is something. I just can't understand how you kids got to looking it all out. Unless you're just bugs.
He's real famous in the United States. So mm-hmm. There's a lot more and more people.
Well, I must know more about this because it gave me something to do this winter.
Yeah.
Because so much of the time, you can tell the looks of my house. I can't even do my own housework. I have to spend so much time in bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As I can't lift, I can't even lift it. I tried to lift two bottles of milk and a loaf of bread up on the counter a while ago. Poop. The lady had to help me. I felt like a fool. And therefore, I hadn't just wasted time. Not necessarily wasted because I try to do what good I can. For others, my way, put away that. I can't understand why. The reason I can understand why I haven't read about him, I quit reading.
Yeah, well, he's not.
You see, I used to go all the late books and things that or anybody. Well, did you ever have a write up in Reader's Digest or anything like that?
He didn't really seek publicity
too much. Well, excuse me. Quite often, though, someone will know you and you write about.
Yeah.
And,
I was going to ask you, by chance, you have a picture of your daughter you could take to send it to me. I'm going to send your picture to as a passenger in the car.
Well, honey, I don't think I have any other one part with it.
Oh, do you have a
picture of me?
Yeah, of your daughter. I'm going to take your picture.
Oh dear.
But if you did have one back in the 52,
wait a moment.
Forgetting negatives, I can have one.
Did you say you're going out to VA Monday?
Well, We could go out there today. The hospital now is probably open.
You won't get any information today. Don't go. Just waste your time. I can tell you about that. I was going to say now, try to find a picture.
Or else, see, I just thought of this. I could take a picture of my camera of that.
Well, you think you can. I tried that with my mother.
Well, I can raise the shade. I think
It turned out so white.
Yeah. I think I might be able to.
Now, that's more of the way she looked. But either of them. There's not much difference in the ages there.
Yeah.
Well, she had her hair short, and her hair, I think at that time her hair was long, I can't recall. It seemed to me that it was long. And, but you might try to take a picture of her. That would be even be better, because I don't know where.
Yeah.
And she got mad at me one time and tore up a bunch of her pictures, and that's why where Baby Tony's picture went to her. Because she had a little fit on.
It's really like it's definitely a blessing to be able to have been there at the time when Baba was there on the ground.
I wish I'd known he was that famous. I'm telling you.
It's still a blessing. Even if you didn't know.
Well, I think maybe, yeah. Maybe that's what kept us all from getting killed. If he was really that kind of person. And I have my beliefs, too.
Yeah, he was, for sure.
If you're going to take my picture, let me know and let me pull my glasses off. And just don't do it, because I don't want these glasses on.
Maybe we could turn that.
You can turn the light, or you can turn that light. Now, dry it. Oh, dear.
I can
tell. It won't be taking this wig head and all that now, will it? Just let me get out of it. I'll tell you, you probably have a better camera than I have. I've got a Polaroid that I tried to take one of my mother up there. And maybe you could take that picture of her up there in the white. That would really.
If you could take it down.
I can take it down.
Well, take it down if you can, honey. It's probably so still baby. Go ahead, lift up on it, or take the other one, either. The one in the white really looks more like her at the time, really. It just doesn't matter. Get on the bed if you want. So sad. Let me see if I can
move
it off with
something. It's all right. Probably. You could just hold it, and I could take nothing.
Yes. I can see if I had a lady in here 2 months ago who was supposed to clean all these up. I guess she tried to break this picture up from me. Now, what are you trying to do? Mm-hmm. You're not trying to get me too out. Mm-hmm. And now you want to do it like that. And you won't get me. Now I'm trying to get hold of that thing. I've been setting cactus out in different ways so I can notice. How you want me to hold it?
That's fine.
You think you might have gotten it?
I think I do.
Good. Let me just leave it down and I'll clean it before I put it back up.
Okay. Oh, you mean of this one?
This one.
Oh. Good. Now that's a dirty one. That's. Now that, I think, is about the time she married Tom. I can't recall. But her hair looks. These little houses are so dusty. Now let's see, how should I hold that for you? I'm shaking. You'd better get over here and hold this. She may come up busting in that door. Oh, I've been shopping for her today. And she's gotten so large. I am all the time looking for a doctor. A medical doctor. Her stomach is extremely large and it was growing. She needs to go because she might have a tumor. My mother had one. So I went on a board of 24. Hope she's going to die. But actually, it takes that big now. And you know what she used to wear? At that time, I think she wore size 9 in her clothes. She was never large. And she didn't drink or anything, you know. In the street we live on, bed. I've been here because I moved near my sister because she was had a grocery store down here, you know, after my husband passed away. And I told them last year they retired, now they left me on this old dead street. But I'm planning to try to get over there sometime this winter. Now, do you get what you want?
Thanks, Aunt. Did you see a little black cat?
David, you have red hair. My mother has red hair. Oh, she had red hair. What'd you do, little part of your...
It's just a little cover for this.
Okay. Well, you'll have to dig around. Have you seen my glasses? I'll have to find them. And what is your name?
I'm Julia Grossman.
Julia Grossman? My doctor's name, Grossman. You're not a doctor's daughter, are you?
Well, my parents are Dr. Ross. They live up in England. But their name is Grossman.
Well, we got the base.
So this is a magazine about articles every couple of weeks. It's people that have taken a visit to praying to. I think it was about the first time anybody had gone back to talk to me about it.
Well, where'd you get this one?
We subscribed to it.
Well, oh, you should get you a copy of that magazine.
I wish you would, because then I would have, I'd like that. Well, see, see, I've had these arms paralyzed, and it's hard for me to hold. That's one of the reasons I stopped reading larger books. I lie in bed and I read. And then it's usually something that it's easy for me to pull up my arm. I don't pull up. I certainly like to read. I have seen that man. Now, I know I've seen him or his picture. Maybe it was on TV or something.
I doubt it.
Huh?
I doubt it.
Well, maybe somebody looks like him.
Well, he was there at the accident.
Oh, he was.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. He was lying on the ground in the driveway.
Oh, he's the one who you told me was lying there. Yes. His hair wasn't long, though, was it?
Well, probably tied back.
Then that's... Yeah. As I say, though, so many... They're like these Indians in Oklahoma.
They do look alike, you know. It seems to me they have a resemblance. The men, especially, not the women as much as
the men.
At the time of the...
Well, he might not have been wearing that thing wrapped around his head.
Now, it seemed to me... I know there was some women there with this.
Yeah, sarees wrapped around his head.